Get Up with Mitchell and Michael.
Shake it, shake it, shake it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tinley, and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show, with a Billy Slater winning Best of the Series of the radio industry. We don't deserve it. They even play game one, and they lost. They just won game three. He played okay. He got it.
NRL, people don't like it, I've been told. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
It's the ball. It's the game where you throw the ball.
But all I know is he didn't play game one, and then they lost the first two games.
Yeah.
He played like okay in game three. Won the series.
Player of the series.
Insanity.
Maybe that's the... Because New South Wales won.
Yeah.
Maybe that's them going, he helped us win. MVP right there.
Player of the series. He had the biggest effect. Yeah. It was all negative.
It was all him. We want to thank Billy Slater.
We don't know rugby league. But what we do know is how to have a subpar radio show. And that is coming up because we've got a chocolate game. Everyone loves chocolate.
Yeah.
You can envision what we're about to eat, because who doesn't love chocolate at 6 in the morning?
We don't get to eat it though.
Oh.
Oh no, because chocolate has been used as a new system of measurement.
What?
Yeah. It's a brand new thing.
Okay.
That's coming up in 15 minutes time.
Yeah.
Coming up next though, Mitch.
What?
The Thai cave has been the biggest news for the past 19 days.
What happened there? Just kidding, I know.
Have you lived under a rock or in a
cave? Yes! We are the best. You are blessed to have us.
We're coming up next. The rescue could not have been a success without this little legend. He's 14 years old.
Ooh.
And he played a pivotal role in saving everyone.
Okay.
So that's coming up next. Mitchell and Michael, here 96.1. Let's have some breaking news right now, Mitch. Score between Croatia and England.
Legitimately breaking news, like I'm talking 20 seconds ago. Croatia has just beaten England 2-1.
Amazing.
They into the World Cup final against France.
It is not coming home.
It is.
Not doing it.
It is going probably really far from home.
It's staying far away.
Yeah.
It's run away from home.
So if you're a soccer fan or a World Cup fan, or even if you're not, text your friends that are, especially if they're from England.
Because World Cup is big news, and you know what else is huge news?
Oh, our text from England. Ooh.
Oh.
He's going to hate us.
No, he loved Australia, so he was already sad.
Love it.
The Thai soccer team that were trapped in the cave for 18 days, all up, they all got out.
Yep.
Success. One of the big players, a pivotal person in their rescue, was one of the players.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Adul Sam-on. He's 14 years old.
Yep.
And he was a massive part of it because he can actually speak 5 languages.
What?
And so when Navy SEALs and perhaps even Dr. Richard Harris from South Australia, when they arrived at the end of the cave where they were,
he went, "Fellas, I got this."
Pretty much.
And he's like, spoke to them in French.
He's like, "I will translate." No, he can speak so many different things. He can speak Thai. He can speak English. He can speak like the language they have in Myanmar, a dialect they have in Myanmar. He's just this amazing 14-year-old. He's like
a double Dutch. Because a bunch of 16-year-old girls have come in to save him, and he has to speak double Dutch from the early 2000s.
He is a straight-A student.
Yep.
His parents actually left him at like a Baptist monastery because he's from like this really poor part of Myanmar.
Yeah.
So they took him to Thailand and said, like, can you please like look after our son give him the best education you can?
He's amazing.
And he is. Like, everyone describes him as like this really lovable, super intelligent kid.
What position does he play?
I don't know, probably a defender.
The
thinking guys on the field.
Okay.
Probably not the goalie.
Oh.
Well. Although he did save them, so. But yeah, it would not have been possible without Adul.
He's a
little legend. We love highlighting legends.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did not know about that, so I'm glad you brought that up.
You're welcome.
Because everyone is just, like, all the rescue guys are like, oh, it was all yours, but.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone is doing.
Yeah, like, oh, you're amazing. But Adul did good, too. Do you reckon he'll be captain now?
Oh, well, I think he must have been captain. He said, like, boys, gather around. When they come in, here's the game plan. Me? Give the ball to me. I'll talk with them. We'll score. We'll score leaving.
No, that's nice. A little sweet, sweet news to start the day.
Sweet. Biggest news story of the day. Little Adul Sam-on. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the microphones is work experience student Maddie. Maddie, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
I've warmed up to you a little bit.
Well, Mitch, in light of the Thai cave rescue that we were just talking about, I was watching Sunrise yesterday. It's not important that Sunrise is on when the show is on. That's not important. And one Mr. David Kosh was trying to give a visual aid as to what the narrowest point of the cave was.
Oh, I think I saw this. Is this where it was like 30 centimetres or something?
It was like 38 centimetres or 3 Mars bars.
Yeah, that was a weird choice that he decided to go, guys, it's like 3 Mars bars.
And he just whipped them out of his pocket. They were all ready to go, all stuck together.
Product placement.
And he said, just so you can get a visual idea, this is how big it is.
So bizarre.
So Maddie has made a game for us now where we have to guess... Is this correct, Maddie? We have to guess the size of something in relation to treats.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, we both get a guess. Both get points for this. Take it away, Maddie.
Okay. The first one I've got, I went with a very tall building. The Burj Khalifa. Tallest building in the world.
The what?
What's it called? The Burj Khalifa?
Yes.
Is it like related to Wiz Khalifa?
That is 830 metres high.
830 metres.
Do you think it is worth under 5,000 curly-whirlies or 900 killer pythons?
Oh, it's easy. 5,000 curly-whirlies.
Yeah, there's a huge disparity there.
That would be like 500 metres. Be less than 500 metres. We're both going to go with curly-whirlies.
I think we have to because, yeah, that one really stands out. So, yeah, curly-whirlies.
You are?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, because the other one is like 400 metres.
Okay, it's one apiece.
Okay, the second one I've got is Michael. You are 177 centimetres tall.
Yeah.
Are you worth 16 Snickers or 12 Boosts?
Am I worth 16 Snickers?
Boost the chocolate bar.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go... What was the numbers again? Sorry, how many boosts?
12 boosts.
We have some visual aids here. Maddie, can you show us the size difference? So a boost is slightly bigger than a Snickers.
So I'm going to go boost. I'm going to lock in boost.
So what have we got?
12 boosts or 16 Snickers, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say 16 Snickers.
I think you are 12 boosts chocolate bars tall.
You got that wrong. It is 16 Snickers.
Yes. I'm one up. You got to equalize.
That's true. It's a good point. So the tiebreaker of working out heights with chocolate treats.
It's the newest way to measure things.
I love it.
Thanks to Sunrise.
The last one I've got is a Lego man.
Sorry, what?
A Lego man.
No idea what that
Don't
is.
Don't start it's this one again. You cannot look at that.
Oh, yeah, I cannot.
Okay, so Lego man.
Is it one clinker or 4 Smarties?
Ooh. That's
oh,
a good
easy.
One.
I've played it a lot. Lots. I'm going to go 1 clinker.
I'm going to say 4 Smarties because I think Maddie has measured them end to end.
This is for the win. How tall is a Lego man?
4 Smarties.
Ah! I've done it.
Damn it. If you're just joining us, we were measuring everyday objects and instead of saying meters or centimeters, it was how many chocolate bars or how many lollies because that is what Stan Kosh did.
It's the delicious way to measure all things.
Delightful. Never be alone,
I'll be there for you. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1, Coonawarra's Cellar Dwellers. Check out what's on this weekend at coonawarra.org. It's Mitchell and Michael right now. And Mitch, there is a time and a place for everything.
Yes.
And a train in the middle of peak hour is not the time and a place for an exorcism.
Sorry, what?
Have a little listen to this. This happened in Mexico the other day. So that is the sound.
The demon of Christ compels you.
Basically, that is the sound of a man exorcising a woman who he believes is possessed by the devil.
Come on, one more. One more breath. You can do it.
He's saying to her, in the name of Jesus, leave. You need to leave. In the name of Jesus, you need to go. Apparently... The woman, in response, is agreeing with him that she is possessed.
Oh.
And going like, yes, spirit, like, leave.
Demon, this is your stop.
But But then she lashes out and starts hitting him with an umbrella trying to, like, exorcise her.
It's not me, it's the demon.
Yeah, I guess maybe one of those.
Was she going a bit crazy and he went, like, oh, I'm going to do this exorcism now? Or was it, like, planned?
Well, I don't know.
Like, demons don't like public transport.
Yeah, that's...
So they often want to get off.
It's possible because the local media in the region say, this is a common occurrence.
What?
What does that even mean?
Exorcism all the time.
Exorcism all the time. People always on the train, always possessed.
Because we used to have in Perth and all the time, like, you know, like exercise at the park. But
no.
As you've just said, demons, get them out.
You know, it's time to get off the couch and exercise.
Come on, demons, get out. You know? That's insane. So is the demon gone?
Well, he was like getting off the train at the end of the video. You can go check out the
demon.
Video. No, the guy who was doing the exorcism, and she was like hitting him with the umbrella, and he's like, I forgive you. I know this isn't you, but he's like making his way off the train at that point. I just like how he thinks he's qualified. He's clearly not a priest. He's
a priest?
He's just a man.
He's a random dude.
It's like if I decided to perform an exorcism just because, like, oh, I know vaguely what you have to say. I've seen the movie.
You know, it would be weirder and more unbelievable you to do exercise.
Yeah. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael. And joining us once again is work experience student Maddie. Maddie, how's it going?
I'm good.
Now, if you have kids in the car, Maddie is a kid.
Yep.
Maddie's only 15, little work experience
That's
student.
That's 3 5-year-olds.
Good job. So,
thanks.
You actually have some info. You're doing something at the moment that a lot of kids can probably relate to.
What is it?
I've been pushing my luck for a while, and I'm wondering when I will have to stop, because it all started after work experience when I went back to school. Yep. I couldn't find my school jumper.
Oh.
Mm. And so I Big just problem. Wore a casual jumper with my school T-shirt.
Okay.
And I was already, I had a plan of what I was going to say because I didn't have a note.
You get in trouble for not.
Yes.
Yep.
You
Because they're so strict on it. And then nobody asked me.
What was the note though? Can you say what the note
was? I was just going to say, oh, I couldn't find my jumper. It won't happen again.
Okay, that's really great. I'm really glad this generation has really put a lot of thought into their creativity. It's good.
What would you have done, Mitch, in that situation?
Oh, I would have been like, oh, I was saving a baby kitten and there was a fire and it just got wet. See?
So you can learn a lot from us, you know. You just have to ask. We would have written it down. Maddie, you know.
So they never asked.
Swaddled a lost baby.
So they never asked and that upsets you?
Well, they're so strict on it.
Yeah.
And even there's one teacher, it's like our principal but not our principal.
Yeah.
He's the strictest on school uniform.
Wait, does he work there?
Yes, okay. He does.
Is he perhaps the vice principal? So he's like one, but he's not?
Well, I don't really know what he does. I know he works there. And so I was having a conversation with him and I was waiting for him to say to me, what are you doing? Why are you wearing that jumper? But then he never said it.
Do you know why he didn't say that?
Why?
Because he doesn't actually work there.
I think you're just talking to a man.
He doesn't want to call you out because he's just a stranger that works.
He does work there.
Okay. All right. So you're a bit upset, though, that you put in all this effort, I guess you want to call it, and no one actually asked you about it.
Yes.
You're putting all the effort in to try and get away with wearing the wrong uniform, but you're disappointed no one has noticed.
So this is very similar to, now, I would obviously never condone this, but there are people out there that have gone to the extent of having a fake ID, borrowing a friend's, learning all the information, and then the bouncer doesn't even ask them for their ID, and they get to walk straight in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't personally know anyone that's ever done that ever, but that is my example.
The teenage mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the thing is, I continued doing it then. I just kept on wearing casual, and each day I would change it a little bit more. Like,
that casualer.
I stopped wearing my school T-shirt, then I wear
I do that. I do
trackies.
That too. I stop wearing pants. Like, in the office, if I get in trouble for something, but then after a while I don't, and then I get in less trouble, and I push it and push it and push it and push it until I'm the man you see before you.
This is Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael. And joining us right now is Maddie, the work experience student. Mitch, she said to me when she got back here this week, she said, I'd like to play a game where the winner or the loser, something will happen to their hair.
Yep.
And she tried to talk her way out of it so that nothing would happen to her hair. but we wouldn't allow that.
No.
If you suggest something, Maddie, you have to be prepared to pay the price.
That's true.
Oh, I'm prepared.
So the loser of this game will get a design from the winner in their hair.
In their head, like a head design.
Like a head design. You can give Maddie your own undercut, Mitch. And Maddie, if you win, you can give, you know, those little sideburn, like, oh, sides,
yes,
of your head.
Like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, yes, exactly like that. And the way that you're going to decide who the winner is we're going to test your knowledge of hair.
Okay.
You are currently, Mitch and Maddie are both wearing blindfolds. Mitch looks very stylish, like Kanye West.
Yeah.
And Maddie is wearing a piece of newspaper taped to her face.
Our budget is low.
I have for you now 3 hair samples.
Yep.
I will give you each of them and call them like A, B, and C.
Yep.
And once you've sort of had a feel of all of them, I want you to label what you're putting down as A, B, and C. And you can have like a quick change at the end if you want.
Okay.
So this is sample A. So Maddie, you can hold it quickly. You can, don't, no looking at it. You can touch
I'm
it.
Not.
You can smell it. You can taste it if you want. So this is sample A. Okay, I'll take that back from you. Mitch, have a, extend your hand. Here is sample A. Enjoy sample A. Feel it. What are you feeling so far, Maddie? You've had a little go at sample A.
It just feels like hair.
What? Where has this hair come from? What hair have you got there?
It feels like it's come from a 4-year-old child.
Did you take hair from a 4-year-old child?
I will take it back.
Okay.
So that was A.
Yeah.
Do we want to put in anything for A right now?
Yep.
Okay, so do you want to put in child?
I'm going to say normal people, brunette hair.
So people for A. For Mitch, brunette. Maddie?
I'm going to go with an animal.
So animal. Can we have a specific animal, please?
Yes. I'm going to go with a dog.
Dog.
Oh.
Like a brown dog.
Okay, this is sample B of hair. If you hold out your hands, Maddie, there's sample B. Sample A, Maddie guessed dog. Mitch guessed person, brunette hair. That was sample A. Do you want a smell of it, Maddie, or you're right?
Some of it came out.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. And I'll just pass it now on to Mitch. Sample B.
Oops,
oh, good catch with blindfold.
Some of it's in my nose.
So it's like, okay, this hair's a little bit softer.
A bit softer than A?
Yeah, I would say it feels very, okay, so it's about, what, 4 centimetres of hair? And it's a little bunched together.
Yeah.
Like as little, if you cut off a small little man bun. That's what we've got right now. Okay, I think I know what that is.
Okay, what are your guesses for sample B?
I'm going to go with cat hair.
Cat for Mitch.
Grey cat hair.
I'm going to do a blonde girl.
Blonde girl.
No, okay. I've felt many blonde girls' hair. That's not it.
Final one, final hair sample. Whoever loses the hair sample test will get a design from the other one in their hair. Maddie, this is sample C.
What the hell?
She's just inspecting sample C with her fingers.
I'm not
going to smell it. Ended up with hair in the nose last time. I'll take it back. There you go, Mitch. Final sample. Have a go at that one.
Is this from your undercarriage?
No. Okay. No, it is not. I can safely say that. Mitch and Maddie are guessing types of hair they cannot
see. I'm just guessing here, this is Ranga hair.
You reckon that's...
And I'm going people.
So you're going people Ranga.
People Ranga hair. Sorry, orange.
And Maddie, what are you guessing for
Ginger
that one?
Ginger rust.
I might go with... What should I do?
Come on.
With a rabbit.
Rabbit hair. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can reveal someone has got all of them... Bar one. So someone has got 2 correct, someone has got 0 correct.
I think I know where that is.
The winner of the what hair you got there is Maddie.
Oh.
Yay!
She got all of them right.
No, she got 2, except for the last one. The first one was dog hair. You can take off your blindfold, Maddie. First one is dog hair.
Ow.
I got this from Petstock.
Yep. That's weird.
The second one is human hair, which I got from Heron James.
Blondie.
And the final one is not rabbit, Maddie. It's faux.
Are you giving them credits?
It's faux hair.
Did you?
I felt like I needed to because it was one of the weirdest experiences
What's
of my
life. What's faux hair, sorry?
It's fake hair. It's synthetic.
Oh, okay.
You find it on a jacket.
Okay.
Probably
so Maddie wins. What hair you got there? Later today, you will end up with a design in your hair from Maddie.
Cool.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Right now, though, it's time to play Mitchell's favourite game. It's brand new. We've done it once.
Yep.
And Mitch likes to think that he can connect to anyone.
No, I can.
You love a name drop,
Mitch. I proved it last week. I found 5 connections between me and Donald Trump.
So there you go. You basically know Donald Trump.
Pretty much.
It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but it's 10 degrees of Mitchell Tinley because you're not famous like Kevin Bacon.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's because of tease.
No, no. It's the fame. So your person today that I want you to connect to in 10 moves or less, mm-hmm. and I do have a running score.
Do I get a song?
Yeah, yeah. You okay, get a cool. song. You need to connect to your girl from earlier in the show, Cardi B, as you like to call her, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Can you get to Cardi B in 10 people or less?
Ooh, it's going to be hard.
You will win more points the quicker you can do it. Like, if you can do it in 2 connections, that will be 8 points. Actually, that'll be 9 points. 1 connection is 10.
Yep.
2 is 9,
okay.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Okay. So I've got a song. What's this? 3 minutes.
You have about 54. 4 minutes currently. Yes. Can okay. you connect to Cardi B in 10 moves?
I reckon I can do it in 5.
You reckon you can do it in 5?
Less than 5.
Okay. And they got you have to explain them.
I will.
So up next, Mitch will try and connect in 10 moves or less to Cardi B. It's 10 degrees of Mitchell Tinley. Mitchell and Michael hit 96.1. It's time to play 10 degrees to Mitchell Tinley. It's like 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. Mitchell thinks that he can connect to anyone within 10 moves. Your challenge today, before the last song, was to get to Cardi B in 10 moves or less.
Yes, hip-hop artist that we play on our station
she
all
was actually
the
in the
time.
Last song as well.
Yes, she was. Good connection. Cardi B.
So she's the first one. So
yep.
Starting at her.
Yep. Offset is her boyfriend.
Offset.
Yep.
They're married now, aren't they?
Yes.
They're married.
Yes, they've had a baby.
To Offset.
His friend, like rapper friend, and is in the same label is Quavo.
Quavo.
You can research all this if you want. He won the All-Star Game MVP, the Celebrity All-Star Game MVP in the NBA.
Right.
Who also was in his team, Michael B. Jordan, who was in Black Panther.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Now, who went to the same acting school as Michael B. Jordan is Jason Mitchell, who played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton. Jason Mitchell was in a movie called Obama with Devin Curry, who we tried to interview once. Remember?
Yes.
And I know him through one of my best mates, Kyle Armour, who plays state basketball league. That is his cousin, and I know him.
So how many moves have you got there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
That's Ooh. Within 10.
That's within 10.
That is within 10.
You walk away with 3 points today.
I will take that because that is a hard one. Cardi B, Offset, her boyfriend. Quavo, who won the All-Star Game MVP Celebrity Game. He was on the same team as Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther, who his friends Jason Mitchell, who's in Straight Outta Compton, who was in a movie with Devin Curry, who is cousins with one of my best friends. Swish! Better luck next time, Michael B. Ross.
It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael. You can call us anytime on 13 12 16. Walk away with a Subway footlong voucher. Thanks to Mesquite Chicken, it's back at Subway. And the reason you need 13 12 16 is because our work experience...
Use your headphones into your glasses.
Yeah,
it's the nerdiest thing I've ever seen. You bullied yourself.
The reason you need 13 12 16 is because Maddie, our work experience student, has a question. Maddie, take it away.
I would like to know, what is the dumbest thing you have heard anyone say?
Well, let me tell you, I sit across from one of the dumbest men I've ever met. And I the list is never-ending, so I can't help you.
It's like I'm being ambushed.
You'll have to give us a call at 32016. But why do you want to know about the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Well, there you go, mate, just quickly. What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard? What have I said? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I told you,
If I've said something dumb things, what have I said?
I ignore you.
I'll give you one. My sister, who's a teacher, who's a relief teacher in Mount Gambier, has once asked me if the MCG seated 1 million people. She's a relief teacher. Catherine Tinley. She's a relief teacher. She's out there. She asked me legitimately if the MCG in Melbourne held 1 million people. She's teaching your kids.
Getting so defensive.
I'm seeing a common theme with the Tidley household. But Maddie, why do you want to know about the dumbest things we've heard?
Well, my dad, he's a very smart person.
Yeah.
And we don't catch him out saying a lot of dumb stuff. But when we do, we like to remind him of it. Like every now and again. Because he'll be like,
it's always
dumb.
Good to remind people of when they mess up.
Yes.
What has he said?
So he was having a conversation with my stepmom because there was something on TV about how guys have to get blood tests, like to prove that the child's theirs.
Yeah.
And someone found out after so many years that it wasn't his child.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, well, how come the women don't have to get the blood test?
Why?
And we both looked at each other and we're like, Dad, pretty sure they would know.
But maybe he was thinking, you know, the switch to birth.
That's what I was thinking as well. Does he think switch to birth, or did he think that there should be maternity tests for your own baby?
That's like the one person that legitimately asked, my sister's having a baby. I can't wait to find out if I'm going to be an aunt or an uncle.
What?
Yeah. People.
Give us a call, 13 12 16. The dumbest things you've ever heard someone say. Let us know. It's Mitchell and Michael and Maddie. You hit 96.1.
This is Mitchell and Michael.
Up across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. Ah. You all right?
Yep.
Mitch, well, you won't be all right later today.
Oh.
Because you love your hair. You love the way you look so much.
Also, I don't have to talk to you about that.
He loves it so much. But earlier in the show, Mitch lost the What Hair You Got There game to our work experience student, Maddie. And the punishment is that she gets to design, you know, those little, I don't know what you call them, the cuts on your sides of your head, like a Vanilla Ice, a cut-in sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
I don't know what they're called, but Maddie gets to design one.
Yes.
And that game, though, Mitch... Yep. What hair have you got there? Yesterday, I walked around Limestone Coast collecting hair.
Yes.
And that was such a bizarre experience.
Because you just kept asking strangers.
May I have some of your hair, please? I went to a hairdresser and I said, do you mind if I have some hair?
So funny. Because I'm an awkward guy, but you have like a different type of awkward.
It's a different kind of thing. It's almost, I think because I'm quite monotone, it would be like, do you have some hair?
Can I please have some hair?
Can I have some hair?
And there's always like a lot of heavy breathing. Can I have some hair?
And the hairdresser, she paused for a long time.
And then called the cops.
Like, and then went, hang on, and disappeared. And the human hair that I gave to you in the game, what hair you got there, there was actually no fuss about it. I thought she was going to be like, oh, we don't really do that. It's unhygienic. Or,
it's DNA.
Yeah.
She put it in a crime scene.
She pulls out. It was way longer than what it was. I had to cut it. Lackey band piece of hair. And she goes, will this do? I said, yep. And I took it. And that was one hair down.
See, I don't really believe you because you're the type of guy in your house. I've sit for you before, and you have like a little dungeon, and I'm scared.
I don't have a dungeon.
You do have a dungeon.
Don't tell anyone about the dungeon.
You do have a dungeon, though. You have to admit.
Okay, yes, the shed behind my house, I don't go into it because it looks like a dungeon. I don't like it.
That's all I'm saying.
It's very big, and I don't like
it. That's all I'm saying. Getting the hair felt real.
Getting the dog hair was even weirder because I don't like to lead when I'm having to do these things by going, hi, I'm from the radio station. I don't like to do that. So instead, I just went with, do you have any hair that I could have? I was like, you do dog grooming. And they're like, yeah. Can I have some hair? And then they were going, well, what do you need it for? And then when I said, oh, well, actually, no, my girlfriend piped up and said, don't worry, he's on radio. And then they just go, oh, yeah, no worries.
You guys always do dumb things.
So maybe radio is more powerful than I give it credit for.
No, they just know we do dumb things.
That's true.
So, like, why would you... No normal person would want... Oh, radio. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. You can have my toenails.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and that just about does it for us today, Mitch.
Are we out of here?
Yeah, we are done.
Ooh, okay. And I told you about how I can't do the haircut thing today.
I think you're lying, but that's a story for another time.
I'm 100% not. But guys, if you missed anything, you want to know what the hell I'm talking about, Mitchell and Michael on your favourite podcast app, or hit 96.1 on your favourite Facebook.
Yep. Mitch lost the game. What hair you got there? His hair will now be designed by work experience student Maddie. He's claiming that he needs to be somewhere. I got to run away.
Mate, you can do, when I come back, you can have more days to plan. You can do whatever you want to my head, bar shaving it, because every girl said they won't talk to me.
If you were bald, you would look like a weird thumb.
I would, so I'm not going to do that. Although I still would for laughs. Anyway, we're out of here. My name's Richard Dewey.
My name's Michael Ross.
Maddie's not important. Michael, we'll see you tomorrow from 6 a.m. I'm out of here. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.